If you get thirsty enough, water is all you can think about. The thirstiest I have ever been happened during a practice war game in the mountains of Nevada when I was in the Marine Corps. After hours of hiking above 8,000 feet, my legs gave out due to the absence of oxygen. Along with that, I was out of water. Lying on the ground, thinking I might die, another Marine casually walked by and tossed a canteen full of fresh water over to me. It was the greatest drink of water of my life. At that moment, the curse of thirst gave way to the blessing of water. We can thirst for God as well as for water. This thirst may be subtler and more difficult to define than the parched lips of water deprivation. Yet once it is in operation, nothing and no one but God can satisfy that thirst. Psalm 63 says this most poignantly. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with a joyful lips when I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. The thirst for God is the thirst for meaning and purpose, peace and safety, faith, hope, and love, and all the fruit of the Spirit which God alone can deliver. This is the water Jesus promised the woman at the well in John 4, including all who would come to him. If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life. Pray for God to increase your thirst as you prepare to drink in the water of the Spirit.